You're listening to Binging the Devil's Fruit, a One Piece manga read-through podcast where the best fruits are the ones you savor and are best enjoyed taking your time consuming. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Binging the Devil's Fruit. This is episode 55 of the podcast. I'm your host, John Mugiwara JM, joined as always by my co-host, Dad Peanut.
Hey!
Welcome to the second episode of our Skypia R coverage and our second episode of 2025, which is still really hard to believe because it's still October 2024 when you guys are listening to it. When we're recording, anyway. You guys are hearing this in, like, January if you're hearing it the day it goes out. So, as I mentioned in the last episode, we like to, before the holidays start, just fill the schedule up and then take a two-month off hiatus to just rest ourselves, focus our energies for the holidays, and then come back swinging in the new year. So if we're going to be recording this episode or the next one back-to-back, so get ready for that. Well, it won't be back-to-back for you guys unless you support us on Patreon and get that episode a week early. But yeah, we're going to get to what's really going on in Skypiea. It's like, oh, a fun little adventure. It's like, it's a bit deeper than that, so let's find out together, shall we?
Ooh, let's.
If you would like to read along with us while we binge the Devil's Fruit, Shonen Jump has their entire manga library available through their subscription service for just $2 a month. Or if you happen to have the physical volumes or omnibuses handy, that works too. No, we're not being paid to say this. I wish we were. And remember, when you hear this sound, that means it's time to turn the page. Anyway, thanks for coming along with us and enjoyed the read-through. Chapter 243, Trial.
Wapo's Omniverse Rampage, Volume 7. King Dalton of the Cherry Blossom Kingdom. No, and Dalton's now the king now, and he's helping everyone clean up during the avalanche.
He also renamed Drum Kingdom. And also, this doesn't have Wapo in it.
Yeah.
This might be the best chapter of it so far.
And we have Nami in her bikini. We've been tricked. Remember what that old lady said? You may pass, but when we did, we became trespassers? No fair. I'll say. But then, if she had told us we could pass, we would have just forced our way in anyway. Shut up!
In any case, there is a terrible predicament. Right now you've been branded Class 2 criminals, there's no way we can help you.
And him and his daughter are huddling up back now. How come you're way over there?
Social distancing.
Oh. Oh, well, we're used to being hunted. Why'd you have to come back anyway? What? We're just about to go to that place where we're absolutely never supposed to go. To have an advent, and look for you. You're a real genius, Luffy. And she's just smacking him in the forehead. What adventure! Didn't you hear what I said? There are scary guys on that island! If you've seen what I saw, you wouldn't want to go there. I don't know if they're gods or what, but they definitely have godlike powers. I'm never going back there again. Ow, 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 ow. Then we'll go without you. You can wait here. No way, they come after us. We gotta get out of here. You mean leave? Don't talk crazy. What's more important, your life or adventure? My life! And after that, money. As he grits her teeth.
Oh, and do I come after that, Nami? Shut up. Now that I think about it, we figured out how to get to Skypiea, but we never thought out how we get back. Can we ever go home? Will we ever see the Blue Sea again? And then his yes, Konus. It's very perilous, I'm afraid, but there is a way down to the Blue Sea. You have to go down one level and sail to the far east of the White Sea, to a place known as Cloud's End. Cloud's End? Yes. But I wouldn't advise you to try to escape that way. You'd have to cross a vast sea in the sky. Huh? What do you mean? What, we can't go home? But isn't it just as dangerous for us to stay here? And if we stay, we'll make trouble for you. They know where we are. Let's sail. Konus, Paga, thank you for everything. Hey, old man, can we just have some of the rest of that food from before?
Oh, certainly.
Yes, Sanji, get the bento boxes. Very shrewd. I have a request too, mister. You're an engineer, right? Can we have some of the spare parts to repair our ship?
Oh, of course. Come with me.
Hey, where are you going? To get the food. These guys get the ship ready. We're gonna have an adventure. God, he seriously wants to get us killed. Those guys are dangerous. Luffy doesn't care. And neither do I.
That's not Zoro.
And neither do I, so don't expect me to talk about it. Chopper, you're on my side, right?
Right.
Is that a threat? You know how Luffy is. It wouldn't make any difference if we all went on strike. As Chopper climbs back on the ship. Well, I'm not going. Shoot yourself. Oh, I was just going to drop the ladder.
hiding in the bushes.
Hey, what if those bad people show up and kill me? Bye bye me. Robin, maybe you and I could beat Luffy up. Impossible.
Oh, and one of those white beret guys. I just looking in the grass. Bad people, fools. The Kami and his fascists will crush you.
Did you forget? We're gonna use gods of the Kami because that's how the formation does.
Forgot about that. They live to punish fools who enter the sacred land. You will be guided to the forbidden place, the upper yard.
So Nami trespassed in the upper yard, and their punishment is to be sent back there. Okay. Okay, it's my turn.
Are you the sharp ship's carpenter, Usopp?
No, I'm the sharpshooter. We don't have a carpenter yet. Those guys depend on me for everything. It's a real pain sometimes. Without me, the ship wouldn't sail. Oh, is there? Poggy is giving the Straws their parting gifts in their house. I guess you could say I'm kind of a second captain. Everybody calls me Captain.
Oh, your arrangement of the food is very artistic. What lovely colors,
Usopp! Yeah, presentation is crucial. No, red would look better over there, and some emerald green sky beans here. This looks yummy. These are for Nami and Robin. I can't believe this is food. I've never seen such a beautiful lunch. What, really? Really? Well, this one's for you, Konus. What, for me? Of course. I call it my love is a dilemma, falling for an angel bento box. Oh, my. Well, it looks all the same what's in your belly. Oh, quiet, you uncouth rube! Food should appeal to all the senses! Hey, there's something going on out there! What is it, Usopp? There's a ruckus on the ship! And then Sanji pulls out a telescope. Huh? Nami! What?
Why did she put a shot of t-shirt? Is that what's important here? The ship's moving, why? Where are they going? How is he sailing backwards? No, she's not sailing. Look at the ship. Stop, what's going on? Yeah!
That's... Oh, a big lobster has hijacked a ship and it's just transporting it on its head.
A famous inhabitant of the White Sea, the Special Lobster Express.
And do you see what's on his forehead? That's why I said we're changing this.
Yeah.
It's carrying us away. Jump overboard this time. What about the Mega? Without the ship? Don't worry, I'll stay with it. What can you do all by yourself?
They made sure we can't abandon ship, huh?
Oh, and they're being chased by giant skyfish. Those are gigantic skyfish, see? They're chasing us down with their mouths wide open. If we jump, they get us for sure. Can't we meet at the lobster? It probably wouldn't do any good. It's already begun. Heaven's punishment. Instead of coming after us, they're bringing us to them. Very clever. Then we're going to the Forbidden Islands? Luffy! Usopp! Sanji! The giant lobster pulls the Going Merry away, and they just have to watch. Why'd she put her t-shirt on? Are you still saying that? Luffy, this is bad. What do we do? Where'd they go?
Where'd they go? I should see them suddenly turn to the old man.
The Special Lobster Express is one of the god's servants. Everything it carries off becomes an offering to God. It's headed to the northeast of the upper yard, to the sacrificial altar. Sacrificial?
You mean Nami and the others are going to be sacrificed to that god? That Chucky better not hurt him!
Wait, you don't understand. What? It's all part of heaven's punishment. Criminals either become sacrificial offerings, or they undergo a challenge. Or so I've heard. They're in God's power now. Sacrificial offerings means they're hostages. Hostages? The ones who are really being punished right now are you three. What do you mean? If I had a map, I just happen to have a map of Skypia in here.
Usopp digs it out of his bag.
This looks very old, but it looks accurate enough. This is our present location. The sacrificial altar lies to the northeast. There's only one way to get there. Find a dial ship and follow the Milky Road through the forest where the gods' vassals are.
Wait, mister. Instead of crossing the island, can we sail over to the coast nearest the altar?
No, the altar cannot be reached on foot, even from the nearby coast. There's one important detail of the upper yard that's missing from this old map.
You mean this cloud river?
Yes, there are several hundred Milky Roads in all. The only way to get to the altar is follow the Milky Road. So no matter where we land...
Oh, so no matter where we land, we're running through the river.
Yes, and it's teeming with many-eating fish.
That was nice of him. So if we want our friends and our ship back, we'll have to face these vassals, huh? That's our challenge. Hand of Heaven's punishment. Then we'll just have to clobber those guys that Nami told us about, right? Why are you so happy about it?
You mustn't let your guard down. God's four vassals are unmanageably strong. And above them in the upper yard, God Eneru awaits.
And it's a little behind-the-scenes thing, and with Oda, I'll read this. This is the American version in November 2002. Oh, wow, I feel old. Shonen Jump made its debut in the United States. It has attracted quite a lot of interest. Dragon Ball, Sandland, Shaman King, Naruto, Yu-Gi-Oh, and One Piece are all published in it. Wow, I wonder what's going to happen. Manga like One Piece are being read in many countries now. The global expansion is getting more and more interesting. But I'll keep doing what I've been doing. Well, this includes the special SBS Corner International Investigation Committee section. Please look forward to all the stupid fun question corners in the next volume. See you then.
I guess that was the end of that volume, too. Holy shit. The holy shit was not intentional, I promise you.
Oh, wow. And we're going to start the next volume with...
Chapter 444, SOS.
Rappo's Omnivore's Rampage Volume 8. My great tearful escape. And it's Rappo running away from some Navy men.
Yep. He's like doing a dramatic escape, but he's on the run from the law.
Yeah. Okay, I believe it's your turn.
And it's the map of Godland Skypia, where they show Angel Island and Lovely Street, where that's where they're going next. Lovely Street on Angel Island. Wow, what a great place. Look at all the shops. Lovely Street is the busiest street on Angel Island. Its builders took advantage of the special properties of the island clouds in its construction. But as they pass through, the townspeople are just like kind of staring and like kind of like turning the other cheek if they can. And Conus doesn't react to it.
Are they avoiding us?
Yeah, they must know we're outlaws.
This is great. The town center is totally empty.
Oh, all the angels are avoiding me. And then Luffy and them are just cruising around the towns.
It's a lot of weird stuff here. I wish I had some money.
Me too, Luffy.
I wish. Wonder if they'd take some treasure and trade. Luffy, we're not here to shop. Nami and the others are about to become sacrificial offerings. Don't you even care?
Don't worry, so is with him. You trust that guy to protect him? I just hope the ship doesn't get damaged any worse than it is. We've been pretty hard on her lately. Huh? What's that in the middle of the road? Oh. And it's a statue. Oh, and it almost looks like one of those Easter statues. Almost.
It looks like a statue you'd see in like... No, it looks like a statue you'd see in Crash Bandicoot.
What a funny face. It looks like a seer. What's the big deal? It's probably some pagan idol. Well, it's a work of art, I could tell.
Paganism's canon in One Piece?
That's false. The inhabitants of the sky is an object of eternal admiration. Huh? You guys worship that thing? Must be nuts. I suppose blue sea people wouldn't understand. The wolves are this way. Huh? We're leaving already? We're not here to sightsee, Luffy. I saw the townspeople. Still quiet. I looking at them in silence. And oh, is that the white beret guy just crawling on all fours trying to hide behind a pedestal? Badly, I might add.
Well, they don't notice him, so it's working. Angel Island, the boat landing.
Wow, I see ships. Yeah. Whoa, look at that gondola. How cool. Let's rent it.
And it's a gondola with like a bull on it. But Luffy's just looking at all of them at this point.
Hey, look, back there! It's the self-propelled like a waver!
Your ship is over there. Oh, this might turn into a cool gondola journey. We're here to save Nami and Robin, you idiot. Stop being such a tourist. And this is the boat they have instead. This is the Karasumaru. Huh? That's crazy. A crow? Why not a seabird? That looks like one of the things in Crow Country. I was wondering what the hell they looked like, and now I remember. I used to use it all the time before I learned how to ride a waver. It's not as fast as a waver, but it's got two wind dials. Please use it.
But I like that one better.
You don't like it? I'm sorry, but I don't have the money to rent that one for you. And then Sanji kicks Luffy directly in the face for being ungrateful. Luffy, you ingrate, apologize. Tell Konos you're sorry and mean it, you human scum.
Sorry.
The way out is through gate 2. You come out onto the great Mookie Road, which will take you to the upper yard. Then just keep to the road. Hey, Konos. Yes? Ever since we left your house, you've been shaking. How come? Huh? Oh, and she has a petrified look on her face. I have? Yes, it's like you're scared of something, as everyone begins to notice. Even the beret guy. You worry about us, huh, Konos? That's so sweet. But are you and your dad going to be okay? The people in this town are obviously avoiding us. But you're lending us your boat and helping us. Won't you get in trouble? Hey, you're a pair. If you were that scared, you'd still say something. No.
I'm not. And then I guess the townspeople are listening to what they're saying. You're not? And the white parade guy is getting angry. Keep your mouth shut. Don't you think it's strange that I tell you how to get to the challenge and lend you my boat? It's almost as though I'm leading you to your doom. Hey, stop! Are you insane? As a random passerby interrupts the conversation. And then Kona starts crying. And then everybody else notices. Are they all in on it? But then we go back to Pagia's house. And Sue is trying to get his attention. But Pagia is about to be... Looks like he's about to break down in tears. Oh.
Please, run. I see Sam on her knees and starts crying. I'm sorry. And at times people panic and just stop what you're saying. I was the one who summoned the special Lobster Express. That thing that carried off Nami and the others? You summoned it, Konos? That fool. Do you want to die? It was your duty. The significance of Skypiea knows that someone is a criminal and doesn't lead him to the punishment site. That citizen is killed. Stop it. Do you realize what you're saying? It's blasphemy. Grab that girl. It's the duty of every citizen. That's crazy. Please forgive me. Isn't it insane? This whole place is insane.
If you think that was insane.
Oh boy.
Dummy. You had no choice, right? So why? And Luffy, Usopp, and Sanji all say in unison, did you just tell us that? Huh? Now we're in trouble. It's all over. It's too late for her. Don't go near that girl. And all of a sudden, it starts to get really bright. The punishment is coming. And then Luffy and Konos both notice this, and Luffy, without a second thought, grabs Konos and runs. What the? And then a giant pillar of light destroys the whole fucking port.
And everyone looks in shock as what's left of the port is just one big sky crater. What was that? What happened? Luffy! Konos! Where'd he go? Luffy! Konos! It's no use. The almighty god Inaru sees everything. Don't worry about your friends. And, oh! It's that night with Luffy and Konos on the back of its horse.
With a spotted Pegasus horse.
Hey, it's that strange old man. Strange? Please call me the Sky Knight. Consider this a favor. We're saved. Thank goodness. Konos. As he drops Luffy onto the ground. And trust this girl to me. I will not allow Enoro to harm her. Now you know the true nature of this country and the end of God's power. Heed it. Oh, it's Ganfor.
I think I still want to call him Gonfall, but I'll leave that one to you. But I think we should just use God instead of Kami. I think it's just a dumb censorship thing that Viz did. Podcasts that were still in line with like four kids maybe doing the arc, but they never got there, so I could care less about this country. My friends are on the God's Islands.
I see. May luck be with you.
Get in the boat. I'll give you I'll give you a push. Sit out with confidence. You're coming too. Usopp trying to get out of it. All right, let's go to the upper yard as they get on the little crow thing. And then we go back to Gonfall and Conus on the way it flies. It looks like a hummingbird more than a Pegasus. Will they be all right? They chose the right path. It's not your fault. I know who you are. I am the Sky Knight. Everybody knows. Please come back to us, God. Oh, what? Oh. What do you think that means?
Looks like someone already attacked the dethroned god and filled in his boots with a tyrannical rule.
Man, I don't want to say anything, but I'm not going to tell you you're wrong. But you
know
what?
We'll find out if I'm right or wrong in
Chapter 245, Adventure on God's Island.
Wapo's Omnipotent Rampage, Volume 9, A King No More. As Wapo stands in the middle of the wreckage he caused as a kid throws a rock at him.
As much as I hate Wapo, he has some of the funniest faces in the series.
Definitely.
The one where he got arrested was the funniest one.
Okay, it's my turn, right?
Yeah.
Will Conus be okay? Well, that strange old man seems to be all right. He can protect us as well as we can, but we couldn't bring her with us. This boat is too slow. That can't be helped. It's a lot heavier than a raver, so don't expect too much. Hey, what's that? A huge forest? Wow, is that it on the map? And sure enough, they're pushing a big forest. Well, there's a forest, but nothing like this. Whoever owned that map lived 200 years ago, right? May have been an old map even then. It would take a thousand years for a forest to grow that size. I want to climb a tree! It's the entrance! Alright, if we're going to turn back now, that's the time. What do you say, Yusuf? Well, I'd like to go home if we could. We're going in! Then why do you ask?
As they approach a gate with like two torches surrounding it. And yeah, it's just a page of Usopp just freaking out at all the imagery. And that face in the middle panel on the top is golden. As he sees this the bull skull, I guess. And then all the Varse figurines, which looked a lot like the ones that were in Lovely Street. And then Luffy's also Usopp's reacting to all the animal sounds too. Looks like a monkey. And then a bird freaks him out. Huh, there's something out there. Well, there is a forest. Wait, look, we're surrounded by shipwrecks. Well, this is a forest. What's that got to do with it? And then, gate. Well, you find all sorts of things in the jungle. No, speed up, get full power. Because a giant swinging axe is approaching them. Faster, roll, hurry, make the boat fly. Why, what's the matter? And Luffy sees it, and they narrowly dodge it. And it swings into a ship that was wrecked, and it's cut in half. A sickle monster! Look out, there's another one coming!
And a bunch of grinding gears as something hears. As they hear some chacking. No, it's not just one more! Roll as hard as you can! That's one more. Oh, those sickles swing. And what's going on here? That was so one. Ahead! Look up ahead! Break, Luffy! No good, we can't stop in time! Switch place with me, Usopp! Gum, gum, as Luffy, he pulls back his fist. Luffy, what are you doing? Go that way. Never mind, just keep going straight ahead. Bazooka! And he hits the blade of one side, blade of one stick, I guess, and it propels him. Mm-hmm. From the impact. Yeah, we're clear. Look out. Uh-oh, what's this?
Looks like the sickles finally stop. The entrance is way over there. Should we get off here? Are you crazy? We'll be killed. Maybe so. Whoosh. Well, what? And then a giant lamprey comes in, and then but Sanji kicks it just in time. A snake? It's a lamprey. They probably call it a sky lamprey. It's a bloodsucker, and it's huge. Ah, the Milky Road is bad news. We hang around here, we're doomed. Looks like we have to keep going forward. Huh? A giant! That's just a statue, Luffy. But it's a dead end! Oh no, there are four entrances. Does each one lead to a different place? And sure enough, there's a gate with four smaller gates in front of them. It says the Challenge of the Swamp, Challenge of the Iron, Challenge of the String, and Challenge of the Ball. Hey, does that mean we can go through whichever one we want? Is this God playing games with us?
And oh, it's Solo with his visors on as he holds back a giant fist with his blades and his legs.
That is Solo. It's a shark. A sky shark's got Solo.
Oh, and the shark just dives in with Solo still in its mouth.
My favorite part about that panel is Nami and Chopper freaking out, but Robin's unfazed.
Yeah. And there's a lot of silence as Chopper's hanging his mouth in shock.
Is that coming up? Did it eat him? Ah, Solo's been eaten.
If it's been eaten, the clouds would have turned red.
That's a gruesome thing to say, Robin.
Yeah, that's a running gag with her. She says morbid stuff.
What a pain! As Solo just punches the shark with his bare fist.
Jeez. There's no way I can swim to the bank from here. What is this place? And this Going Merry has literally been placed on an Aztec sacrificial altar, it looks like. One thing's for sure, we're in the upper yard. This looks like a sacrificial altar, and the river's full of sky sharks. And Zoro is drying his shirt, which I'm sure you're happy about.
Damn!
What's the world place that thing brought us to, stupid lobster? You knocked that thing out with your bare fist! Zoro is strong! I wonder if heaven's punishment means starving to death on this altar. You think this god guy would be that nice? Hard to say, I'd never met him. The hull's too badly damaged for us to sail out of here. We'll have to make repairs here somehow, Chopper. Huh? Me? Alright. Make repairs? Do you have a plan? We have to get into the forest. This will be our base of operations. I'm sure Luffy and the others will come looking for us. You know what they say? If you get lost, stay where you are. Then why don't you?
Okay, now I know how Sanji feels. This god guy is here somewhere, right? I'll go talk with him.
No, what would you say to somebody that scary?
I don't know. Depends on his attitude, I guess.
So, I bet you're even stronger than God. No, you can't make the God mad. And there are specials to worry about. Don't you know better than to anger the gods?
Sorry, but I don't pray to God.
So damn, King, go off! Damn, King, go off! Let your nuts hang!
Wow!
And Nami says, pain. Dear God, I don't know this guy.
She's doing the thing from Christmas Vacation. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be my name. And forgive my crew member. He knows not what he does.
And so it points up. I think we can use it. Fine. That's a good idea. Can I come with you? Sure, as long as you don't slow me down.
You're going to, Robin Rye. Look at this. This altar may be 1,000 years old. I tingle all over when I come across a historic relic like this. Who knows what's out there? There might be a valuable artifact or jewels. I'm coming too, asked Nami. Moves suddenly by and says, what? What's your fate?
We're looking for history. As her eyes are berry signs. Yeah, they really are.
Oh God, I get to go first on this one. And Discord might break so you might not hear it. 1, 2... Is that some sort of special yell? It's a long way down. Yes, Austin, if you have to ask, they're literally doing the Tarzan yell. It's a long way down, over 150 feet. If you miss, you're dead. Don't say things like that! And then Nami swings, it's her turn, but she doesn't have the wherewithal to do the Tarzan yell. I'm going too fast, I can't stop! And Robin makes a kind of a half net with her arms and catches her. You're pretty gutsy. Thank you, Robin. That's okay. This forest is huge. Okay, Chopper, guard the boat. We're counting on you. We'll be right back. Okay, be careful. Come back safely. Nami's with Zoro and Nico, so she'll be all right. I'm too scared to go. Those guys are brave. I wonder if I'll ever be brave like that. Anyway, I have things to do. You must have a lot of faith in me to let me guard the ship all by myself in this dangerous forest. That's right. I'm all alone in this dangerous place. Huh? I'm in more danger than they are! And that's the end of the chapter.
Oh, wow. And we'll see who's in the most danger in...
Chapter 246, Satori, Vassal of the Forest of No Return.
And it's another color span. I would... Or rather, it would be in color, but we're on the Shonen Jump app, so it's in black and white. And they're in some kind of swampland, where Usopp's diving for rocks, unaware that one bird perched on a tall blade of grass is about to conk him on the head with one. Chopper is in like a little gondola rowing as Nami lounges on it, and Luffy showing some real self-restraint, is meditating with a cat sleeping on top of his head.
Wouldn't that be the life? Aren't you a little jealous of Luffy right there?
Definitely. Buddy's too big for to be on my hat on my head, but sometimes when I'm laying on my stomach, he does rest on top of my back and does rest his paws on my head.
And tries to open up a bakery while you're there?
Yep.
That's so adorable.
Okay, who's opening this time?
My turn. So it's one of those pages, so I'll get the first three. Oh, okay. So speaking of the vassals, a class two criminal offense. They have no respect for God. Let's give them a challenge. They choose, we provide. Guilt is to live with ignorance. There is no peace to be found in the heavens. Swamp, iron, string, ball. We can only choose one challenge. What do we do? All right, let's go with the ball. Doesn't that sound like fun? It's a challenge. It's not fun. I like ball too. It sounds most harmless, I hope. Oh, well, what the heck? It's decided, but stay alert. We're in the upper yard, 33,000 feet above sea level. Anything can happen. Let's go! As they go into the tunnel for the challenge of the ball, and it's dark in there. Hey, open your eyes, Usopp. You're steering. They're open, but I can't see anything. Oh, yeah, I guess that's true. Huh? What's this? There's four entrances? One's the right, and then there's a wrong. Huh? What? Don't tell me that now. What if we choose the wrong one? If we're wrong, let's see. Maybe we'll fall off Sky Island. Don't say that! It's 33,000 people that died in the Blue Sea. They say your whole life flashes before your eyes when you're falling. You don't have to have a lot of time to see if you fell that far. Don't talk like that. Jeez. Turn the page.
And that was sure enough. They sailed right off a cliff that seems to be...
If there wasn't a color spread in this episode, that would have been the thumbnail right fucking there.
The faces in the bottom right corner. Usopp's eyes and teeth just popped out of his face.
Usopp looks like something you see in Beetlejuice. Oh, God.
No. As they begin to fall. And Sploosh, they ended up right back in the forest again, from the looks of it.
We're alive! I thought we were gonna fall 33,000 feet!
It was up crappies.
Luffy's just laughing his ass off.
And Sanji's not happy as he's just whacking him with his foot. This is all your fault, you idiot! That was scary! I thought I was gonna die! But where are we? Balls! Lots of balls!
You wish. And yeah, it looks like a whole forest of just orbs flying around. Balls made of violet cloud. Wow, they're like gigantic snowballs. The Milky Road winds through the forest. What's the challenge supposed to be? Who knows? Maybe we're completely safe now. But I doubt it. Maybe we chose the right opening. Maybe we chose one of the others. We'd be in big trouble right now. Oh, yeah, you could be right. What? Don't let your guard down. They brought us here to punish us. There's sure to be danger. Use your heads. There's bound to be some kind of trap. Stay alert. Let's just keep moving forward. I'm thirsty. Let's take a tea break. Oh, good idea. Get those crackers out of your backpack. Sounds good. You guys! Skycracker? No! Listen, I'll steer. You two keep on the lookout on the other side. Whoa, we're going higher and higher. But this is strange. God has four vassals. So I assume that each of the entrances would lead to one of them. Was I wrong? And now Luffy and Usopp are playing catch with one of the balls. Hey, Usopp, catch! Okay, you're supposed to stand and watch!
And, the ball popped, and out comes a giant snake with fangs. A snake? And Luffy just punched it away. Lousy snake, get lost! That was a surprise. How did... Hey, Sanji, there's a clown right in front of you! I'll kick it far away. Stupid balls! All floating snake fest? Boom! Hone! Apparently not, as one of them blows up. And it looks singed.
Another like great face. Fucking. This chapter's full of amazing faces.
These balls are booby trapped. Oh, you never know what's inside them. They're surprise clouds. Who was that?
Alright, Austin, I unfortunately have to warn you, get ready for one of the most hated characters in One Piece. Not because he's evil, because he's fucking annoying.
Ho ho ho! Hesso!
You did well to choose my challenge of the ball. Ha, ha, ha.
Satori of the Fallus, God's vassal.
You're giving us the challenge? You're a ball yourself. Ha, ha, ha. Ha, ha, ha. Stop dancing around. Who are you?
He looks kind of stupid. That's one of Kami's that's one of God's vassals?
Hey, Dumpling, Nami and the others better be okay. You mean the hostages? I don't know. They're as good as dead. Even if they somehow manage to get it off the altar, every road here leads to death.
What?
You better worry about yourselves. You have to defeat me if you want to get out of here alive. Ha ha! Hey, he's coming, Luffy. Get him. Well, let's let him have it. All right, I'll shoot him down as he winds up a punch. Ho! Oh, so you can stretch. Gum, gum, huh?
Pistol as... And, oh, and he dodges. Satori dodges. And, oh, he just places his hand on Luffy and... Thrum sends him flying. Oh, what was that? Luffy! And his straw hat goes flying off. As he... And Luffy is just whacked right into a tree.
Luffy! Hey, Luffy! You're right, aren't you? No way a simple blow like that could hurt you. A simple blow? You're wrong there.
Oh, good. That's the perfect annoying voice for him for you. Like, Satori is very fucking annoying. Unintentionally, okay. So.
I'll show you wrong. Ho-ho! Head kick, right leg. Collier!
What? And then Satori dodges again and grabs him.
Mantra is a power granted only to the faithful. That's impossible. He anticipated my move.
And he puts his hand in front of Sanji again and does that impact shot again.
Hey! Sanji, there's nothing simple about it. And as he does it to Usopp next and blows his face up too. Impact! It destroys the body, starting with the spinal cord.
And then, yep, Usopp and Sanji appear to be both down.
Hey, Sanji, Usopp!
What is that guy? I don't know. What's he made of? Oh, my name is Satori. I'm one of the pastors that serve the omnipotent god in Nuru. I rule over the forest in the forest of no return. No return? Yes, your boat will be lost in the great forest.
As he's now sitting in the boat.
Hey, leave our boat alone! It will roam this forest on the Milky Road until it eventually finds the only exit on its own. Perhaps you already know this, but you'll never find your way to the sacrificial altar offerings without that boat. You must find your ship and board it before that happens. But of course, the countless surprise clouds floating around in here and I won't allow you to do that. Welcome to the forbidden sacred land, the upper yard. Oh, only 10% survive the forest and no return. This is the challenge of the ball.
Oh, this is the real ending of the volume. To begin, continue one piece, volume 27.
Oh, and that volume starts with...
Chapter 247, Ball Challenge.
Wappo's Omniforce Rampage Volume 10.
I'm the little match girl.
No one feels any sympathy for him.
Yeah, Wappo's trying to sell matches, but everyone's trying to fight him, and this fucking dog just pees on him.
You're going to probably think I'm going to hell for saying this, but for Wappo, I hope it ends up the same way.
I just... Holy shit. Oh, okay, I said, whose turn is it?
It's now yours because this is the final chapter of the episode.
And Luffy, Sanji, and Usopp look like they're in trouble as more and more balls are starting to come closer.
Oh, no, you had better hurry on the ship and go further and further into the forest of no return. He's right, we have to stop the ship. If we lose sight of it in the forest, it's to be disastrous as Usopp runs ahead. Wait, Usopp, it'd be just as dangerous if we get separated. Luffy, you two take care of the ship. What about you?
I'm gonna bust that ball guy's bubble. I thought he was gonna say that he was gonna bust his balls.
That would have been actually a really good one.
Oh, bling it on. We'll see who's cookie crumbles. Oh.
So yeah, I had Austin listen to a clip of him and English and Japanese, so now he's basically got Satori's cadence down perfectly. It's fucking annoying, and I hate it. That means he's got it right. I'm really getting sick of that meatball, man. His time has come. Don't be reckless, Luffy. He's more powerful than he looks. I'll come back as soon as we stop the ship. Right! And then he's twirling towards freedom. Gum gum pistol! But Satori dodges it. What? And he grabs him again. And he throws him into a tree.
As Luffy stuck headfirst in a tree.
No need to rush. It did get slow and easy. Now then, where are the other two? I won't let a single one get away. There they are.
See Usopp and Sanji still run. Hey, Usopp, any sign of the ship?
There, I see it.
Give me directions, as Usopp is sitting on top of a giant tree branch.
It's right ahead of you. Climb the second tree. You should be able to jump from the branch of the ship. Got it.
This is a tree. Yeah, Sanji begins to jump.
Oh, let's see how they handle my surprise ball.
As he kicks one towards them. Oh, this isn't good. Sanji, watch out! Ball coming your way! What? I thought Luffy was taking care of him. Oh, God, he's pinballing them. Ah, I'm the target! It's gonna blow as it creeps towards Usopp and his nose is poking it. And a flower pops out. Wrong ball, eh? Ah, I should have never let go! And Usopp falls and basically knocks himself out as he's bloodied. You idiot!
You'll pay for that, as Luffy rushes towards him. Gum gum, as he jumps up from a bench onto a ball. Gatling gun, as he performs several different quick flat ass punches. And Satori disappears. Stop, Luffy, don't hit those balls at random. And some of them explode and some of them all start ping ponging all around the post.
Oh, what the? God, he hit every single ball and now they're all ping ponging around.
What's going on?
Oh no, it's too late.
They're coming at us from all directions.
Oh, isn't this fun, everyone?
Yep, and Sanji and Usopp are just slowly dodging each one. Whoa, spear ball and crab ball? Yeah, some spears pop out of one and a crab pops out of another. But it really is like fucking crab shoot with these things. Oh no, four at once. A bird. Squaw, 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 squaw. And it's a barbershop quartet of birds, and they beat the shit out of him. I forgot about this gag. I love this series so much. And then Luffy gets hit with a one that was on fire. Water. And as he jumps in the river to get the fire off him, not realizing there was a skyfish right there to literally bite him in the ass. Ouch! I fell through.
But it's too hot for to handle.
Well, he fell through because it was the Milky Road and he tried to take a long dip, but and there's no bottom to it. I fell through! Luffy, don't fall in the river! It may be bottomless! Huh? And then he grabs onto a vine and starts swinging. Close call. Are you crazy? That's it! Now is the time to try out my latest invention! Usopp! I guess I didn't have to do it. Up, turning the page. Yes, you do.
Yes, I see the ship on the other side of the river. Here it goes up, up, and away, and a grappling hook just shoots out from his belt. What is he up to? It's perfect. It's a straight shot to the ship. If I miss this chance, the ship will sail further into the forest, as Usopp prepares his swing.
Not bad at all. Just don't forget to watch out for flying balls.
As if I'd make such a mistake. Call me the king of the jungle. Usopp. Oh.
That's it. Aim for the ship and drop in.
Oh. And that's the rope is stuck to the belt. I can't drop down.
Turn the page.
Turn to the page. And then Usopp starts swinging away. And Usopp is just trying to grab the tree to swing back. And he's just, now they're all doing the Tarzan yell. You idiots, we need to talk. And then, Sanji gives them a hard talking to, preferably with his feet. Look, let's just forget this little incident. Now, are you two through monkeying around? And it turns out, yeah, he beat the shit out of them. Yes, I'm sorry. What happened again? Forget the shit for a minute. Right now, the three of us need to. Uh-oh. Satori does the little palm thrust thing and knocks Sanji out and causes him to bleed from his nose and mouth. And Sanji! As he knocks him out.
Life is suffering. One down, two to go.
I know it's a flashback as Luffy, Usopp, and Chopper all racing their hands. Any objection? What's the big idea, guys? I'm a girl. I should be the one on holding that whistle. Oh, it's a flashback to when I'll get over the whistle. Come on, Luffy. You just want to blow the whistle for fun. Get lost, idiot. I just want to call the old man right now. Look at me. I'm 10 and weak. I just can't had to carry it. Stop, reindeer. I'm the weakest one here. No, I'm the weakest. Give me. Oh, what a strange argument. That settles it. We'll hang it on the mast in the middle of the ship. That way, if any of us gets into trouble, we know where to find it. That's fair. Got it. All right. But that's anyone except for you four. If you blow it, I will kick you to the ends of the earth myself. As he points to Luffy, Zoro, Sanji, and Nico Robin. Yes, we'll be careful. And sure enough, back on the ship, Chopper realizes, the whistle, all right. I'll hang on to this. If there's an emergency, the Sky Knight will save us. Huh? That's... And uh-oh. Oh, there's a big egg knight with a lamb and surrounding on a vulture. What? Are you the only sacrificial lamb I can kill?
And the Usopp just... I'm not... Sorry, Usopp. Chopper turns...
Chopper just blows into the whistle.
He, like, without a second thought, just turns, blows the whistle. And that's the end of the chapter. Oh my god!
It's SBS Corner.
It's been so long since we got one. Well, this is
a new
volume.
One logo with Phoebe.
Where the strands of her hair make an SBS.
Okay, since I was doing that one last time, do you want Anna be Oda?
Yes, yeah, usually how I start it, so sure, so.
Oda Sensei, this is bad. Really bad. The Question Corner is about to start. Oh no, it's begun. The Question Corner has begun. Bara Sankaku.
Don't cry. It's okay. It's just time for the question corner.
Hello, I know this is sudden, but Odachi, I just learned something amazing. You know those poofy moss algae balls? Apparently they grow at the rate of 10 centimeters a year. In 3 years, that'd be 30 centimeters in a diameter, like flow on land. The more sunlight it gets, the larger it grows. Sho is always sleeping on deck. Imagine how big his head will grow.
What? Seriously? This is terrible! 10 meters in 1 year? So in 10 years, that would be only 1 meter. Actually, that's kind of cool. Moss grows that much, eh? I'm looking forward to 10 years from now so we can see what Zoro's... Oh, wait. Buddy's human. But
and he did a little illustration of what Zoro would look like with a moss head. And it's a big old puff of moss.
And now you know why Sanji calls him Mosshead.
Mm-hmm. I want to say this is Sanji. Why do you dress Nami like an adult while you speak to Robin like she's younger than you? Is it usually the opposite? Don't you think you're being rude to Robin, Sanji? A woman the same age as Sanji.
You're right. I wonder why. I guess Nami's queenly personality demands it. In any case, a guy like Sanji doesn't worry about age. That's just his whim.
Okay, and that's it for this episode.
So, Austin, I've got to get your thoughts about how this Skypiea arc is going thus far.
Well, if you would tell me that... the Straw Hats have encountered deadly balls. Okay, it doesn't sound far-fetched considering all the other stuff that goes on in this manga, but still, oh my god, that is insane.
And it's all done by a very annoying priest.
Jesus. Oh, can you imagine if every congregation and stuff like this? Oh, brothers and sisters!
It's-
oh my god.
It's bad enough that the church is full of pedophiles, but now you have to sound like one too. I'd say that's what would get me to leave the congregation, but atheism did that for me when I was 12. But anyway, that's going to do it for this episode of the podcast. Thank you guys so much for listening. And if you want to hear an episode a week early and also get access to our commentary tracks for our special reviews, check us out on Patreon, patreon.com/superbonusround. And don't forget, on your podcast platform of choice, make sure to leave a comment. Like, subscribe on Super Bonus Run on YouTube, and also make sure to leave a review and a comment. It'll help the podcast grow. We've been at this for almost 2 years now, and we'd like to see it grow even further than that. We'll keep going because we really enjoy reading this manga. I certainly enjoy reading this manga with you. If you want us to grow even more and get the word out there, that's the way to do it. So thank you guys again so much for watching and or listening, depending on how you're doing that. And we will see you guys for episode 56 of the podcast, where we will cover chapters 248 to 252. Until then, I've been John Mugiwara, JM.
I'm Chad Peanut.
And remember, when binging the devil's fruit, you might want to make sure it wasn't a surprise ball first. There could be a crab in there, it could be a bomb, or it could be mad diarrhea. Whatever, I don't know. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for binging the Devil's Fruit with us today. If you'd like to enhance your binging experience even further, for just $3 a month, not only do you get access to episodes 1 week before they go live for the public, you also get exclusive access to our commentary tracks for our One Piece anime movie special reviews on our Patreon. The review episodes themselves will always be free to all listeners, but if you want the commentary tracks, that's patreon.com/superbonusround. Thanks for your support.